Welcome to the e-course Reprogram Your Allergy. In this e-course, you will learn how to use the hidden knowledge of your subconscious mind to support and activate the ability of your subconscious and your body to create permanent reprogramming. Allergy has always a physiologic or body chemical source. Foreign microscopic particles enter our body and activate our immune system, causing different symptoms like swollen mucous membranes, skin rash, inflammation. When this occurs with a substance that does not expose the body for any threat, we call the reaction allergy. The activation of the immune system is also done by a psychological conditioning, which has the positive function of speeding the immune system up in cases where the immune system shall react. In connection with allergies, this conditioning can over time dominate over the physiological triggering and can even over time become the only triggering factor. An allergy can start during a period of illness or of depression, which may have degraded the immune system temporarily, such that it reacted physiologically on a foreign substance it normally had ignored before. After this period, when one is well again, the immune system recuperates. Then it does not react physiologically to the substance any longer, but a psychological conditioning may still remain. This negative conditioning can be alleviated with cognitive script therapy. In this e-course, you will learn a specific method with the help of which you will reprogram your subconscious mind to eliminate the conditioned allergy reflex of your immune system. If you are among the large group of allergics where this conditioned reflex has been a dominating factor, it is highly probable that your allergy will immediately decrease or even disappear completely. So, start now by thinking of something you are okay with, which does not make you react at all. Something resembling that which causes your allergy. If you, for example, are allergic to pollen, but nothing happens when you have baked bread, think about how it is when you are exposed to flour whirling around. Or if you are allergic to cat, but a dog does not make you react at all, think about how it has been patting a dog, both whilst doing it and afterwards. Or, if you are oversensitive to electric radiation, but are okay with other types of radiation, carefully select something where this corresponds completely to how you are and how you have been as long as you can remember. Go back and enter into a specific memory of this harmless disturbance, or bring back memories of typical situations where you were exposed to the harmless substance or scent or sensory experience. Re-experience it here and now as if you were there. What do you see in this memory with your inner vision? Is there anything you hear in connection to the situation? There may be sounds you are normally not aware of, like the sound of yourself breathing calmly or hearing yourself talk in a relaxed way. Which body sensations are there? Also here, there can be things you normally do not register, like being in a relaxed state, or that your skin feels neither warm or cold, the stomach feels calm, and so on. Which emotions are there? Note that we always have emotions, which really are a kind of body sensations, even if they often are outside our conscious awareness and are more basic emotional states or moods. Just now, being completely immersed in this memory, or remembering these typical situations, reflect on how it is that a foreign substance is entering your body through inhaling it or by skin contact.